Forever.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod.
It is a haunted jack-o'-lantern full of slop, grout, piss, and treats. And if you reach your hand in, you better believe it's going to be stinky. And
oh, wow.
Have you deleted your phone yet? I'm bad at this. I'm so bad at this part, Andrew. Anytime it's my turn, I'm like, I've lost us listeners.
I don't think that's true at all. I think the confidence you bring to it almost always yields very positive results.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, it's a comedy podcast about friends who like ghosts. And it's not a serious ghost podcast. It's a silly ghost podcast.
And joining us again today is the very wonderful Roz Dresfeles. Welcome back, Roz.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
It's so fun to have another Dres in the building.
That's Oh my God.
True. Wow. I didn't even put that together.
It took me so long.
So, Roz, today we're going to be discussing a story from Alvin Schwartz and Stephen Gammell's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark series. Now, were you aware of these books as a kid?
I was aware of them. I feel like I read them, but more so, I think somebody read them to me. And then once I started reading, I was more like R.L. Stein and actually I jumped into Stephen King real young.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How young?
Wow.
Well, I was like a little kid on a playground with like a candy cigarette being like, oh, these kids. Like, I just always wanted to be an adult. And so I honestly, like as soon as I learned how to read, I was like, let's do Carrie. Let's try to do it. Like, yeah.
Oh, I love knowing that. Wow.
Yes.
These kids
smoking a cigarette. Wow. It's so funny getting a sense of where each guest's trajectory is in terms of these books. Because for some, it was like forbidden. They can't read them. For others, it was like, this is my bread and butter. I think what I love for you is it feels like a very step towards a much more mature way of looking at scary things.
Yeah, it's so weird how my parents, it almost sounds abusive or something, but they just kind of, when it came to scary stuff, they were like, do it, whatever, you, like, go for it. Wow. Like, I don't know. They liked it too, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe because they're Catholic,
I don't know, sure.
And you said you saw The Shining very early?
I did see The Shining very early. Carrie and The Exorcist were the two that were my favorite. They're still like two of my favorite movies ever. And that's sort of my, like, I don't know, a lot of people have their hocus pocus or whatever. Like, I needed the hard stuff.
These kids.
Yeah, yeah, take the bumpers off. Yeah,
yes.
Wow. Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
So, Roz, I believe we've sent you a story. Do you have it?
A Ghost in the Mirror. This is a scary game that young people sometimes play, trying to conjure up a ghost in their bathroom mirror. Many don't really believe that a ghost is going to appear, but they try to raise one anyway, for the fun and excitement. Some are willing to settle for any ghost, but others have a particular ghost in mind. One of these is a ghost named Mary Worth, who is also known as Mary Jane and Bloody Mary. She is the heroine of an old comic strip But some say she actually was a witch who was hanged at the infamous witch trials in Salem, Massachusetts in 1692. Heard of it? Another of these ghosts is La Llorona, the weeping woman who wanders the streets of cities and towns from Texas to California and throughout Mexico looking for her lost child. Still another is Mary Wales, a young woman who is supposed to have been killed in a car accident in Indianapolis, Indiana, about 1965. Her ghost is one of the vanishing hitchhikers. It is said that again and again she thumbs a ride home in a passing car, then vanishes before she gets there. Here is how ghost hunters try to raise a ghost. 1. They find a quiet bathroom, close the door, and turn off the lights. 2. While they stare at their faces in the mirror, they repeat the ghost's name, usually 47 times or 100 times. If any ghost will do, they say, "Any ghost," in place of a name. If they do manage to raise one, its face will slowly replace their face in the mirror. Some say a ghost is likely to be angry at being disturbed. If it gets angry enough, they say, it will try to shatter the mirror and come right into the room. But a player can always turn on the lights and send the ghost back to where it came from. And when that happens, the game is over.
The end.
The end.
A ghost in the mirror.
Excellent.
Usually 47 times or 100 times. Excuse me?
But just think about like a ghost just sitting there like, okay, 45, 46. And then someone like changes, someone's mom knocks on the door. Ah, shit. I was so close.
Oh my God. Just the ghost is in the wings like Natalie Portman in Black Swan, just like ready to go, yeah. Waiting, counting.
Yeah, swing.
I also picture like Bloody Mary, like wherever she is, being like, oh God, these... There's a couple of 12-year-olds in Des Moines at a slumber party that are calling me. I gotta go. Like, you're on a chill here. I gotta go. I'll be back, girl. I just gotta go scare these kids real quick.
Don't eat my food. I'm coming back. I know I always leave it out. It won't give me food. I don't get sick.
But it has to be fun, too. Like, I've always liked, well, I guess the pandemic kind of really made this a thing, but, like, during Christmas time, people post pictures at their family's house, and you're like, oh, I get to see what their parents' decor looks like. I feel like there must be an element of that as Bloody Mary. Like, you all of a sudden are like, oh, this is an interesting bathroom. Oh, my God. You guys have marble in here?
Yeah. She's like, oh, beach bathrooms are back in, I guess. Wow.
Yeah. They're like, you're supposed to be scaring us. She's all, how much did you pay for the? Yeah.
Oh, you renovated the bathroom and you're renting? Okay.
Is that bar soap in the shape of a sand dollar? Wow.
Well, my bathroom is all themed around drag icon Divine.
Wow.
And so
wow.
Bloody Mary would have a great time in here.
I bet that would be Bloody Mary's first Divine bathroom, too.
I would hope.
Wow.
Oh my God, of course. Oh, that rules.
This is a kind of wild... Okay, so this is a wild story because it's not a story. It's describing a game. It also... It feels to me that it's lumping together a lot of very disparate female ghosts here in a way that I don't feel great about. You know?
Yeah.
Because Bloody Mary and La Llorona and the Vanishing Hitchhiker are very different ghosts. Right?
Right. Yeah, now, they need to be independent women.
Yeah, and like it's saying that like women love mirrors. Like, no, we don't.
I know.
That's not where I want to be.
It depends on the mirror, too, you know?
Yes.
Yes. Lighting is very important.
It is.
I actually, where I grew up in Michigan, we had a vanishing hitchhiker kind of ghost, a witch that ate a witch. In an area of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And people would sometimes say that they would see this woman and then they'd pick her up and then she'd be, you know, gone. You look in the rearview mirror and she's not there.
Oh my God. Her name was Ada Witch?
The Ada Witch, yeah. In Ada, Michigan.
Wow. Oh, I have to say, Ada Witch and Annie Ghost would be great queen names.
That is really good. Annie Ghost... That, to me, I'm like, something, if a kid can't think of any other ghost by name and they're just going to settle for any ghost whatsoever, I feel like maybe something is up at home.
Well, know? That's chat roulette.
That is chat roulette.
Again, yeah, this is the Ouija board effect.
Wow. Exactly. Any ghost.
Any ghost.
Why go Pick to the honey. Trouble?
Yeah. I worry.
I find it funny that it's like, you know, when we talk about the amount of times the name is said is important, where it's like, it's at the number 47 that they start to get annoyed, you know?
Right.
Like after three, that's like why Beetlejuice works for me, because it's like, after someone says my name three times and they haven't responded, that's annoying enough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
47 times, like, what kind of passive aggressive activity is that?
Well, even Candyman, I think, is 5 times.
That's right.
I was actually just talking about this whole phenomenon because somebody sent me a story that they, after they saw Candyman, they attempted it and they believe that things happened. But it's called cataptromancy. It's not an easy word. Cataptromancy, I believe, is how you say it. And it's been around for like forever, where this idea of people looking into mirrors or puddles of water or a crystal ball or whatever and seeing messages from the other side or gazes into the future or whatever. I mean, it's something that a lot of people believe is like a real thing. And, you know, there's a lot of people that consult a crystal ball or a mirror or whatever for their advice or for, you know, for real.
Yeah, one time my husband, I was out of town and he just wanted to try. He saw something on Reddit where if you light a candle and look at yourself in the mirror for a long enough time, your brain does a thing where your features start to begin to change. There's some actual scientific explanation for it.
Yeah, your husband Chris did this.
Yes, yeah, that was – and I think we discussed it on like maybe our second ever episode. But also to Chris, I was like – don't invite that into our home. I don't care that there's a scientific explanation. You can't be lighting
he said,
a candle.
Didn't he say that his eyes floated off his face or something?
Yeah. Yeah, that it looked like his features were melting.
And he was sober.
Also, this is the problem. Chris is a very practical, pragmatic person, but I feel like sometimes he's a little too hungry for something supernatural to happen. And I'm like... let's not invite anything untoward into our household, please.
Well, okay. So I've had this podcast for like, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years, something like that. And so I'm looking for content. I want stories to tell. And as soon as I started this podcast, these ghosts started going, okay, like, thirsty much?
What?
Like, seriously, like, we liked you back before you wanted it. Now you're like desperate. So I don't know. Maybe that would work in your favor. That's looking for it will make the ghost be like, we'd rather go scare some people that are completely innocent and want nothing to do with this.
Now, Roz, did you ever attend a sleepover where the Bloody Mary ritual was performed?
I don't think so. I do remember trying it with my like cousins or something one time, but we didn't try that hard. And
yeah.
I also had a grandma that would appear. So.
That's right. Of course.
You didn't need to do Bloody Mary. Someone was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, we got McDonald's at home of the ghost world, you know?
P.S. Let's talk about how iconic of a ghost that she has a drink named after her.
Huge.
Oh, my God. That's right. Of the best of all brunch drinks.
That's
the
right.
best.
That comes
There's
with
no
a meal.
Mimosa ghost walking around here.
Right. It's also one of the few cocktail drinks that separates that the celery is to keep it all mixed up, which I find interesting. It's actually not like it's not just for the flavor, but sometimes I just get a tomato juice with celery because I like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I might do it every night before bed because I'm sober and I can't drink and I pretend that it's a cocktail.
Oh, my God. Sisters, you and me.
Oh, you sober too?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love that.
Oh my God,
Bloody Mary.
It's so fun.
I pretend I literally buy either Bloody Mary mix or V8. Like who drinks V8 these days? Me.
You.
V8 and some Tabasco sauce, and I sit there and I go, "This is my special drink."
Now I know why grandmothers appear to you. This is my special drink.
Yeah,
I am very saddened by the lack of V8 in the world. Where the past three flights I've been on, I have asked for tomato juice, and they have been like, "What?" Like the flight attendant has acted like that is an absolutely outrageous thing to request, and they haven't had it.
I mean, yeah,
you flying Southwest, Andrew?
I'm flying JetBlue.
Well, that's weird, because they should have Bloody Mary mix, at
they
least.
They usually have that Mr. and Mrs. T's, which is real salty and delicious.
Mr. and Mrs. God. T. Oh, it's like a brand. Yeah.
That's the brand, yes. I don't know if it has anything to do with Mr. T and his wife. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Yes. Mrs. T.
I'm married to Mr. T. I'm Elvira T.
And I pity the fool who won't drink my cocktail.
My wife is in on the business, and she gets upset when we don't hit our goals.
I'm interested in Bloody Mary too. Like, what? Because that's a relationship to Mary Queen of Scots as well. So, is like that where this originates from? The fact that she was executed, like, is that where the ghost finds its origins?
I know I've looked this up before. I wish that my brain was bigger.
I'm sure we've talked about it on this podcast too, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Man, if we had an on-site producer, it'll all be different.
Or just a nerd who liked us a lot. That would also be great. Yeah, I also think like when it comes to mirror ghosts, I wonder like if, because it's so well known as a sleepover activity, like what was going on with, and I know this, it was like teenagers in general, but I feel like something was going on in like Central America or Middle America where kids wanted to see a ghost in a mirror. And I like wonder if it was just boredom.
I think like latent horniness, like no one, if you're not doing it, it's like a form of sexual activity to, because something's happening, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a ritual.
And probably to be close to a bunch of people in a bathroom in the dark would feel kind of erotic.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, kind and I'm fun. Scared. Let me hold on.
I'm so scared and scary and scared.
Yeah. I also think that for me, now this could be related to being, you know, a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, and I think just a lot of things with my life, being a drag queen, I don't know, where I've always, and not to sound ungrateful or anything, but I've just always been like, there's got to be more to this world. Like, I want to just like explore. I'm not content with the world I'm living in. And I think that when I was younger, I was always like, I want to find out more. Like, I want to know, this can't be it.
Right.
So, like, let's get the Ouija board out or something. I need a sign that there's something else here.
That is really – I was just reading this article about, like, why Harry Potter exploded in the way it did when it came out, which is just, like, a thing that borrows from a bunch of other successful fantasy franchises. And it is – it kind of speaks to that thing, Roz, of, like it's just a whole generation of kids at a very particular time in their life where they're, like – I just want another existence right now. Like,
yeah,
I just, and it could have been anything,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I hope there's still room for kind of ma and pa ghosts out there, that everything hasn't just been so generalized into franchises in terms of fantasies that kids can have.
I love ma and pa ghosts. That is so cute.
The corner ghost, you know?
So if you guys were going to cast a ghost, like if you wanted to cast an actor to play like a Mary Worth or an Annie ghost in a movie, who do you think would look good in a mirror? And this could be actors of any gender.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, this might be basic, but I think Meryl would look great in a mirror.
Oh, sure. She knows her angles.
I mean, I probably would say this even if it didn't already come up. I would say Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
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 And she's got the haunted bathroom.
We can. She also comes with a location we could shoot at.
It saves us a lot of money.
Yeah, I would like, for me, it's like, I think of kind of big personalities being contained in glass and having a lot to say about it. Like Jennifer Lewis, like if Jennifer Lewis popped up,
oh my God,
in a mirror, I think I would be thrilled by that.
That's amazing. She would come through that mirror for sure.
And she'd sing and the glass would shatter. And then all the kids at the sleepover would clap.
Oh my
God. They'd clap.
Yeah.
They wouldn't clean it up. That'd be mom's problem, as always.
And Jennifer Coolidge would still be there, like, in the medicine cabinet, like, I'm so sorry, but, you know.
I'd help, but I'm a ghost and I'm in here. Oh my God. I am just reading about the ghost in her mirror. So it was, this was two actors from Superstore have a podcast. Or they were on an episode of Vulture's Two Friends, which is a podcast, and they talked about going to Jennifer Coolidge's Halloween party at her house. And she apparently, this is what they said, quote, "You can't use the downstairs bathroom because the ghost of a little girl is in there. So you have to go upstairs to the bathroom next to the room for her kimonos."
Yes. So I read that quote.
Jennifer, oh my God. Not only is there a little girl ghost and you can't go in there, but she does have an entire room for her kimonos.
I cannot believe it, and yet I can. And yet it makes every bit of sense to me. Wow.
Well, and bringing it back around, one time she came to Golden Girls, I believe. She came to one of those shows, and it was amazing. We took a picture after.
Oh, was she nice?
So nice.
Oh, that makes me feel glad. Roz, if you had a chance to ask Bloody Mary a question after she popped up in your mirror, what do you think you'd ask?
I would ask her if she gets any kind of residuals off Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
That is a very good question.
How does it pay, or is it just, you know, exposure?
I hope it's not just exposure. Who are her reps?
You know, her and Arnold Palmer and, you know, all these other people that are named after drinks. What's the
Temple
deal there? Yeah. Was it a buyout?
That is a very good point. I also love that at certain restaurants, you can't say Arnold, or like you can say like half iced tea, half lemonade. That like an Arnold Palmer, they did end up trademarking.
Oh.
It's kind of like the happy birthday song.
Interesting. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the PGA owns it, I think.
Yes, I think you're
it's
right.
It's like WWE with The Rock.
I know. Oh, that is hard. They own his name. That's why he's Dwayne. Oh, my God. Well, Roz, thank you so much for so expertly reading The Ghost in the Mirror.
My pleasure.
Roz, did anything spooky happen to you this week?
Well, I mean, just like these conversations that I'm constantly having for the podcast. I just had that occult expert, and she was telling me some like real spooky stuff. I mean, she's just like 20 years or more, I think, of like being in this game. So like talking to people like that.
Andrew, did anything spooky happen to you this week?
Yes, I watched a very spooky movie. I watched a movie called The Night House. With Rebecca Hall, and it was so deeply chilling and effective and very little gore, and I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it already.
That's the poster where it's the girl holding a hand with the knight.
Yes, yes, it is so good. And Roz, I highly recommend that if you like watching scary movies in addition to hearing true ghost stories, very, very good. How about you, Anna? Anything spooky?
I also had something spooky happen to me this week, which was just watching something, which was Jason and I watched the first episode of A Midnight Mass.
Oh
yeah.
Roz, have you seen it yet?
No, okay. Everyone's talking about
it. Ooh, I like it. It's got such uneasy feelings. I really like it a lot.
Yes.
And it's got some jump scares. And I just love Mike Flanagan.
Yeah.
I watched Haunting of Hill House probably 2 years ago at this point, and it still make me scared, you know?
Yeah.
He gets it. And I hear he's doing a Fall of the House of Usher, which I also really love. So that's exciting.
He should do everything. I think he should do a Jurassic Park.
I started watching this movie from the 80s that I somehow have never seen. It's an Italian horror film, which are always my favorites. And it's called Stage Fright. And it's on Shudder.
Yes.
And love have you Shudder. Seen it?
I have, with the owl mask.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
It's really good. I haven't finished it yet, but it's good. Super 80s theater, sexy, couple of like amazing gay men characters, right? And very 80s.
And the ending is so deeply surprising. Like I did not know where it was going.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, I won't say a thing.
It's so fun. There's so much scary stuff.
We have a little segment we like to call Scary Ideas
for things that could happen. I'll go first. You sit down into a velvet easy chair outside the powder room at a nightclub in the 1920s. And your flapper beads get stuck in the seam between the cushions. And you think, oh no. And then they get sucked down further. And then you get sucked into the chair. And then forevermore, you are chair ghost.
That could happen. Oh, that's really good, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Andrew, you go.
Here's mine. You're at a smoky speakeasy that you've never been to before, and you sit down at the bar, and the bartender says to you, "What'll it be?" with a smoky, craggy voice, and you say, "I'll have whatever they're having," and you point to a person at the end of the bar, and then the bartender pours you a shot glass filled with blood.
That could happen. That could happen.
It's your first day as Bloody Mary. and your Bloody Mary phone is blowing up. And you're like, oh no. Okay, I've never done this before. But just like in training, they said, you just stand at the mirror and you stare. That's all you have to do. And then you get there and you find out you got the wrong house. And now you're trapped in that house for forever.
That could happen. Oh, no. I hope it doesn't.
That was a really good one.
Thank you.
Roz, we can't thank you enough for being on here today. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Yeah, well, you can find me at my podcast called Ghosted by Roz Dresvilles. I have on celebrities. I have on experts and everyday people on my show telling real paranormal stories. We've been getting a little UFO-y, but mainly we stay on the ghosts. And some celebrities I've been on include Margaret Cho, Nicole Byer, Wendy McClendon Covey, Busy Phillips, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. So many fun people. Every Thursday, go check it out. And I'm on Instagram at Roz Hernandez.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Roz. And thank you, Anna.
And thank you, Andrew. And thank you, Roz. And thank you, and...
Get out forever!
Dog! This has been a Forever Dog production. Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Produced by Tracy Soren. Original theme music by Chris Ryan. Cover art by Bats Langley. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.